Hi, and welcome to the DIY Photo Organizing Podcast, focusing on topics to help you with your photo management. I'm Chantal from Photos in Order.
And I'm Fiona from Photo Helper. Hello, Chantal, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Fiona. Good to be here. We have an exciting guest today.
I know, it's absolutely amazing. So we're actually doing this one a little bit different. We have recorded with David, and so we're going to introduce him in a moment. And so we're going to hear from David Vaskovich, and he is the CEO of a fabulous company called Mylio. So we're going to talk with David, and in this podcast, we talk about really the heart behind what he started in Mylio. We talk a little bit about some examples that he uses. He really shares some great stories about Mylio and examples of how people have used Mylio and really why they've done what they've done. So as we go into this episode, I thought we might just start with, I'll give you a little bit of background about David Vaskovich. And then we're going to share the episode with you. So David has a huge technical background, and we don't go into this in the interview so much, but even being one of the first of three that had started in the programming side of writing email programs, we're going back to 1971. So he's referred to himself as, one of the pioneers really in this world that we know now today in our technical world. But even as one of the early employees of Microsoft, and he worked directly with Bill Gates for Bill Gates, even as their chief technical officer for, I believe it's about 8 years he was in that role. And so he comes into this episode really with a lot of technical knowledge as to why the program's been started. And we don't go into that detail, but I thought it was just really important for us to have a little bit of background behind the working of the program. And hopefully for our listeners, you will enjoy hearing about a new program maybe you haven't heard about before. And this could be something that you might try out. And at the end, we'll give you, some ideas about how you might be able to jump into trying out Mylio. So enjoy the conversation that we have with David Vaskovich from Mylio. So I just want to just quickly sort of give our lovely listeners a tiny little bit of background. So Mylio is more than a photo management software. And look, it's really becoming very popular in our industry. And one of the things, David, that we would love to start off with is if you can, first of all, introduce yourself. But what I'd love is if you can share a little bit of your vision behind your mission statement, which is to change the way the world remembers.
Okay, so, you know, the simplest way to do this is to think about two contrasting worlds. You know, there's the world of, I don't know, the librarian versus the world of the mother, the father, the son, the daughter, the wife, the husband, all the normal people in the world. So the librarian thinks in terms of hierarchical keywords and asset management and collections and all these arcane terms that most people don't know. So, you know, one of the things that I've told people is that when they start using Mylio, they're going to discover pictures, but more importantly, memories they didn't even know they had or didn't remember that they had. And so when we did our initial announcement, we had, you know, a speaker, and he showed up and he was all emotional. And I asked him why, and he said on the airplane flight, he started going through old pictures and came across a picture of his kids when they were young, and he was suddenly in tears. And I thought, okay, that's what I always tell people. So my father died when I was 13. And my oldest memory of him is him and me sitting on a beach somewhere north of Toronto. Now, you know, the thing about these memories is we never really know if they're real or not, because that's the way the brain works. It kind of constructs these memories. And about a week after this experience, I was sitting on a plane going through old pictures, and I discovered a picture of the memory. So that's one way to think about what Mylio is about. So for me, one of the centers of Mylio is what we call the life calendar. Now, we could just call it the calendar, but it doesn't have any dentist appointments. It doesn't have any airplane flights. But it goes back to when my mother was born in 1923. It has a picture of her riding a motorcycle on the beach in 1947 before I was born. It has my daughter's fifth grade report card. Now, my daughter has a five-year-old herself. So it's really a calendar of my life. So in that sense, I think of Mylio as like my second heart. And, you know, the thing about memories, unlike most other things, is they only get more valuable with time. So, you know, I had a conversation with a woman in her 80s who was paying somebody to scan and organize all of her old pictures and notes and, you know, whatever. And I'm not going to say how much money it was, but it was a lot. And I asked her why. And she said, well, let's say that she's no longer around. And now her children and her grandchildren have these boxes full of slides, prints, and negatives, and maybe there's some albums as well. And then she pulls out a picture and says, look at this picture. They're not going to know what it's a picture of, like what was the event. They're not going to know who was in the picture. They're not going to know when it was taken. That picture is a burden. They're going to feel uncomfortable throwing it away, but they're not going to know what to do with it. Now, imagine that same picture in Mylio, in the life calendar, as part of an event with the location and the date clearly identified, and all the people in the pictures, if you just tap a button, are tagged so you know who they are. That's a legacy.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's changing the way the world remembers. Now, the other way in which Mylio changes the way the world remembers is Mylio does photos. Mylio does videos. Mylio also does documents. Now, when I say that to people, if I start with documents, they assume we must not do a good job with photos. I don't know why that is, but it takes them into the world of document management. But you know, when I'm going through the life calendar, I get to 1966, the year that my father was killed in that plane crash. And then there's an event, obviously, associated with that. And I go in there and there are web clips from the newspaper articles. There's not really much in the way of pictures because there are no survivors. But Boeing sent an engineer to the crash site and he wrote a trip report on a typewriter in 1966. And about 8 years ago, he sent it to families of survivors. So I didn't get it, but my sister did. It's a PDF. It's got a title and it's actually got the right date on it. She sent it to me. Now that's an email attachment. And with two keystrokes, I put it in my Mylio and then I forgot about it because I was busy. So about a week later, so this was on my phone. About a week later, I'm on an airplane, which happens to have no internet. And I'm on my iPad, but I could have been on my computer. And here's the thing. All my memories are on my phone. They're on my tablet. They're on my computer. They're everywhere. So I went there, I opened it, and started reading that trip report. Now, why is that a less important memory than a birthday party picture? Okay, I'm sorry, it's a document. I'll apologize for that. So all my trip itineraries are in there for every trip I've ever taken and trips I'm about to take and trips I'm planning for the future, report cards, contracts for, I just sold a house and bought a house. Everything is in there. It's all in one place. So Mylio is also my second brain.
Yeah, I've heard you say that, and when I first mentioned that really Mylio is more than a software, you know, photo management software, You have referred to it as really your heart and your second brain, which I think it's really an extension of our ability to, like you said, our mind is, you know, remembers, but it can be very fuzzy as to how and what we remember. And really what it seems like you're creating and you have done over the years is an ability to capture like that extension of what our mind has taken snapshots of as importance in addition to photos.
Okay, like I'll give you a different example. I had a friend, and he and his wife had collected about 50,000 old pictures from extended family. Now, that sounds like a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
50,000. So one day, when my mother was still alive, I went to her house and she had a shelf with photo albums. And I took 6 photo albums home. It was about as many as I could carry. And you know, 6 photo albums isn't that many. I don't know. Does it sound like a lot to you?
Mm-mm. No, not compared to some of the projects I've worked on. Not too many.
That was 14,000 pictures.
Wow.
It was all 4x6s, 2 sides of the page, fairly thick albums. So getting up to 50 or 100,000 pictures, if you're collecting from uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters and all that kind of stuff, it's not that hard to get up to that number. So this friend of mine, Bob, is trying to figure out how to get them scanned. He's not going to do it himself. A lot of people do. And so he thinks about sending them away, and then he realizes that if the shipment gets lost, he'll never get those pictures back.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds a local guy, and he's paranoid, so he drives out to the place himself and drops off the pictures. And a month later, he gets back a disc. He's all excited until he realizes, what's Laura going to do with the disc? It's a disc. I mean, you know, it's got 50,000 pictures distributed across a few hundred albums. You know, it turns out the physical albums are more useful to her than the disc would be.
Mm-hmm.
So now what am I going to do? Okay. So then first his thought is, I'm going to put all the pictures into Google Photos. Probably a lot of your listeners, that would be their first thought. Like, why doesn't he put them into Google Photos? Well, it turns out, uploading 50,000 pictures into Google Photos takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
About 5,000 pictures in, he says, you know, I better look at it because I was pretty disappointed when I got the disc. I really hope Google Photos is better. So his daughter, who's now a grown-up, when she was younger, used to be a swimmer. And there's a picture of her getting her first swim award, winning her first competition.
Mm-hmm.
And Google Photos tells him, the time and the place where it was scanned.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
He said that was like an insult. Like, who in the world would care when and where it was scanned?
True.
So now he puts 500 pictures into Apple, iCloud Photo Library.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, same insult. So now, you know, he's a friend of mine. He can't remember the name of the product. So he looks me up. There it is, Mylio, puts it in. He calls me up a week later, and he's all excited because a quarter of the pictures are organized. Okay, so it comes to the birthday, and he doesn't even tell her about the disc. Like, why would she care where the pictures are, right? He shows her the life calendar, the same one I was talking about, on an iPad. And our life calendar, like normal calendars, have a day view. We have a day view, but the more interesting view is we have a decades view. Like, what calendar has a decades view? Well, one that allows you to go from 2023 back to 1923. She starts going through, he's showing her how to do it. And then she says, Bob, don't say anything. And she starts crying.
No.
And at that moment, he knew it was the best gift he'd ever given her. But so it is a photo manager. It is a document manager. But more importantly, it's a memory manager isn't even the right word. It is our second brain and our second heart. Like, when did I go to Africa for the first time? That's a brain question. No. Did I really sit on the beach with my father when I was 4 years old? That's a heart question.
Yeah.
And having that all, and then having it with you all the time, wherever you go, always, everywhere. I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And it's interesting because, you know, a lot of the people that listen to the podcast are working with their photos, and they may not be, you know, having a photo organizer do it. That often they'll be doing something themselves. And so they're in the position of that initial, like, you know, turning up and you've got those six albums, 14,000 photos or something. That's the situation that they're in. Yeah. So if they were to start looking at Mylio as an option, often what we find is that there's a real need to be quite tech savvy with some of these programs, because it can be, you know, we've got Mac users, we've got Windows users, some have iPhone or Android, you know, and this is obviously a big problem. And we can see that this is a really good solution with Mylio because it is such a cross-platform option for people. What can you just explain a little bit from your point of view about people that don't have a lot of tech savviness as far as their background and history, but being able to use a program like Mylio?
Well, okay, I'm not going to tell you. I personally don't think Mylio is hard to use, but I'm also not going to tell you it's easy to use. It's powerful, and because it's powerful, there are things you have to learn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a couple of things. First of all, if you can learn to drive, it's a lot easier to learn how to use Mylio.
Good point.
You know, what percent of the world's population learns to drive?
Yep.
And then I'll also tell you that the implications of not learning to drive well are much more serious than the implications of not learning Mylio. But that's a whole separate discussion. But we are the only solution out there that runs transparently across all the platforms. So we have one user in Holland. He's a plumber, so he's technical in that sense, but he's not computer technical. And we were having a conversation, and he said to me, well, I use an iPhone and my wife uses an Android phone, and I want to stay married. Right? And then some people love Windows, some people love the Mac. It's the same thing. And then if you're in a family, you have all those devices all running at the same time. So, you know, the challenges of organizing a lifetime of memories sort of have three pieces. First of all, there's a mechanical challenge of getting all of your pictures into one place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, when I ask them whether they have pictures, they'll tell me, oh, yeah, they're all over. I don't even know where they are.
Yeah.
Like, I talk to people who tell me that they have an iPhone 4, an iPhone 5, an iPhone 6, an iPhone 7, an iPhone 8, an iPhone 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, because each of them have pictures on them and they're afraid of losing those pictures.
Yes.
I talk to people who have, like these days, if you go to buy a disc, the smallest disc you can buy is probably 512 gigs, and the norm is 1 or 2 terabytes. I talk to people who have 50 megabyte disks. Mm-hmm. Try to buy a 50 megabyte disk or a 16 megabyte, not gigabyte, 16 megabyte SD card. So here's the nice thing about that particular challenge. You only need three things. You need, four things. You need to decide to do it. That's determination.
Yep.
You need to set aside some time. You need to spend, oh my God, $100 and buy a 1 or 2 terabyte drive. Or if you really have a lot of pictures, you know, I bought a 20 terabyte drive for $500. Maybe with tax, it was $600. So storage has become incredibly cheap. And then you need Mylio, and you just take the time, you do a little bit at a time, and all of a sudden your pictures are all in one place on that drive. And then please don't buy one drive. You can do it in the beginning. Buy another one, and then Mylio will automatically keep a copy of all the pictures on the second drive. Buy a third and put it in the bank vault. Now all your memories are protected. Or put it at, you know, your parents' house, your children's house, your niece's house, your cousin's house, your friend's house. Keep it at the office. Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing, again, before you get to Mileo, although you had to learn Mileo to do what I just said, you do need to have a plan. Now, there are lots of ways to come up with a plan. Actually, as long as you start to put all your pictures in one place, no plan is really a bad plan, but there are some plans that are better than others. So we work with consultants and organizers. So, for example, in the U.S., there's an organization called the Photo Managers. And they basically help people organize their pictures. And what they do ranges from, I'll do the whole job for you, like that lady I told you about. And that's really expensive, but for her, it was worth it. To, I'll get you going, I'll do the scanning for you. To, I'll teach you how to do it. To, I'll do a webinar, which will get you going. Any one of those is a good idea. There's also books and courses. And so it is worthwhile spending a little bit of time thinking. And ideally, spend a little bit of time thinking before you do that consolidation.
Right. So I was going to ask that. Yep.
Yeah. If you have a box of slides and it's all from one roll of film, keep that in its own folder. Because when you're trying to figure out when those pictures were taken, if they're all in one roll of film, they were taken around the same time and probably are related to the same event. So it's little things like that that make a big difference. And then we get to Mileo itself. You know, Mileo is, you know, I never say I'll be honest. It's not that I'm not, but the implication is that, okay, now I'm going to be, and sometimes I'm not, but I'll be transparent. you know, Mileo does a lot, which means it's a lot. If you wanted to use all the parts of Mileo, it's a large and complex product, but nobody uses all the parts. You know, like if you have a camera, it's, say, even on your phone, nobody uses all the parts of their phone. Different people use different parts.
Yes.
So, the thing about Mileo is Mileo is designed for normal people. We spent a lot of time thinking about how to make something that does a complete job but is accessible for normal people. You know, we were building a car, not a golf cart. Right. And it's not built for professional photographers. Now, we have professional photographers who use it. One of my best friends is a fairly well-known professional photographer in Tokyo who has 4 million pictures in Mileo.
Oh, my God.
we have over 50 people who have over 1 million pictures in Mileo. I don't, but they do. But we also have people like the plumber who had 18,000 pictures, or my friend who did that iPad for his wife who had 50,000 pictures. So, you know, we're all over the place, and it works, I would say, equally well for each of those people. They just don't all use the same parts of the product. So if you are willing to take a little bit of time, we have a forum where users help each other. We also pride ourselves in our support team. But, you know, it's designed for ordinary people doing ordinary things, maybe in an extraordinary way. And so it's all there.
Yeah. And look, I think from what I'm taking from that, David, is that really I love the analogy of, you know, there's a lot of different features and you don't need to know them all. And that comes back to this tech savviness of, because I know on your YouTube, you know, the Mileo, you know, teaching tutorials and videos that you have, there's really is a great resource for people to learn how to drive, so to speak. And I think that's just really good advice, is if you're clear, and what we have in our you know, five golden rules of photo organizing, and having a really backing up your photos, and like you're saying, having a selection of safe places for your photos is very important. But understanding why you're doing what you're doing and having that plan is I think part of maybe what I'm taking from, and I'll give this as advice for our listeners, is really when they're clear on what it is that they are wanting from Mylio, then learning those features is very, very possible, very manageable as an option. But going in just sort of blindly could be overwhelming because there are a lot. You know, we don't get in and fly a plane. You know, we're sitting in a small car. We don't need to know all of the technical ways the engine works. We just need to know how to stay safe on the road.
Mm. Well, let me first of all, I like what you're saying, but I want to color it a little, okay?
Yep.
Learning Mylio is a journey.
Mm.
And you can start in a small way. And you shouldn't assume that you don't have to know exactly how you're going to organize all your pictures before you even start, because you are going to learn as you go along, and that's a good thing. Mm. And Mylio is fairly flexible. So, let me also try this a different way. So some time ago, I was talking to this woman. Now, she was the publisher of a magazine, and she also had, I don't know, some number of tens of thousands of pictures scanned, and they were all on a disc in her office at her home. She'd had them scanned 3 years before. She got a little bit emotional when she said, "David, I feel so guilty because I'm always busy. I have kids and I travel, and I never have the time to sit in my office at home working and organizing those pictures."
Mm.
It's a problem, right? Yeah. So what she did was she got an iPad mini. Now, Mylio has this way of, it stores all your originals. That's very important to know. And it automatically, you designate certain machines as vaults. They're no different than other machines, except you've told Mylio that it's a vault and it needs to have enough storage for all your originals. So for most of your listeners, that might be an all-in-one machine or a notebook with a terabyte of memory, because if you're shooting all JPEGs, you know, you have a few hundred gigabytes of pictures at the most, even if you have 50,000 pictures. So for those, Mylio automates backup. I spend 0 minutes per month in backup and I never worry about losing pictures. But then it takes all of the files and compresses them down so that, like, I have 700,000 pictures. All of those will fit in as what I call magic miniatures on half the storage of an iPad or half the storage of my phone. Now, here are the three things that are true about those. They're indistinguishable from the original on a Retina class display. You can't tell that you're not looking at an original.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to print it in a book, you need the original. If you're going to make a 2-foot by 3-foot print to put in the wall, you need the original. But for normal usage, you can't tell. They're editable. When the edits go back to where the originals are, we preserve color fidelity. So why does this matter? So this woman got the iPad mini, connected it to her Mylio, and then Mylio automatically arranged for all the pictures to be on her mini. It took less than half the storage of the mini.
Wow.
And then I saw her about a year later, and she said, "David, I'm almost done organizing." And I said, "What changed?" She said, "I did it in taxi cabs. I did it sitting and waiting for the dentist. I did it on airplanes." Now, you don't have to be technical to understand any of that, and you don't have to be technical to do any of that. You know, Mylio does it all, and then what Mylio gives you is a simple and transparent way of looking at the pictures. You can see them on a map. You can see them in a folder. You can see them in the calendar. Come up with a simple rating system, one that works for you. It doesn't have to be the same one I use, and it does things like face tagging automatically. So yes, there are other features. Another thing Mylio does is it does dedupe. It looks, you know, one thing that happens is people take pictures and then, okay, it's the birthday party, the 16th birthday party. So now you find pictures from your son's or daughter's life and you're afraid of doing anything to the original. So you make a copy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another event, a graduation, and you make another copy. And then there's a birthday card you have to do and you make another copy.
Yeah, really do that. That is so common. It's so common. It's amazing.
And it's impossible to fix that yourself. Mylio finds the dupes for you, but you don't have to be technical to know how we do it.
Yeah.
If you needed to write the code to do it, you'd have to be technical, but that's why we're here. Yeah. So there are a lot of, but the thing about dedupe is you don't need to learn about dedupe in the beginning. You don't even need to know that it's there. But when you need it, then you learn how to use it. It doesn't take very long. Now, if you try to learn, I'm going to learn about setting up my vault and doing dedupe and a rating system and this and that. It's not that Mylio is complicated. There's a lot of stuff that you could be doing. And if you try to learn it all at once, you're going to go crazy. So think of it as a journey. Take one step at a time. And you know what? So this I had a meeting with some people at Canon. And for people who spend more time on pictures, they always talk about workflow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take your pictures, and then if you're using a camera, you have to load the pictures into the computer, and then you need to think about where they're going. That's all workflow. And one of the guys looked at me and he said, wait a minute, you're turning it into fun flow. I can do it wherever I am. I can do it on my phone. I can do it on my tablet. I can show people while I'm doing it. I can find memories I didn't remember that I had. Mm-hmm. The documents to go with the memories to help me figure out what's going on, they're all there. You know, Mylio should be fun. And I think it is.
Yeah. It really seems like that seamless way of managing, organizing, uploading, sharing, enjoying, and bringing up those memories at a time when it's most appropriate and not at a time after the conversation's finished and, you know, the person's on their way.
Yeah.
Yep. We just added the ability. So I'll give you two examples. One is my son asked me today if he could invite somebody to an event I'm having, and he just said her name. I'm not going to say what the name is. Jane. It wasn't Jane. And I thought, Jane, it's Jane. And it was a more unusual name, Alexandra. So I went into Mylio and did a search for Alexandra on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about, 10 seconds. And then there were three Alexandras. Oh, suddenly I remembered who it was. I remembered where we'd met her. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, sometimes when I'm at a party, somebody will come up, and I shouldn't even admit this. I have trouble remembering who they are, so I'll sort of surreptitiously take a picture of them and then let my sister don't tell me who they are.
Oh, that's just brought it to a whole new level, David.
Yes, that's the brain, right?
Yeah, that's the brain, but that's also being human. But The point I'm trying to make is that, the ability to do this kind of wherever you are, whenever you are, enjoy life. And,
Yeah. And you have just introduced so many new features recently. Yeah, it's mind-boggling. It's like you mentioned the dedupe, but you also have the declutter feature. And you've just, I think, not long ago introduced the shared albums.
Yeah, and we always, take the shared albums. I think we have easiest to use shared albums in the industry, but we just made them even easier. So one of the things, like let's say that I discovered six pictures of Alexandra. I don't actually know anybody called Alexandra, but
but we'll go with it.
But now I want to share them. Now, until the next release, you'd have to create an album and then share it. That takes, about 10 keystrokes.
Uh-huh.
We just added the ability, once you've done the search, to select those six items and in one keystroke share them.
Wow.
I want to share six pictures with my granddaughter. I want to share six pictures with my mother. I want to share 11 pictures with you guys. Find the 11 pictures. And And I can do it wherever I am, whether or not I have the internet, with whatever device I have with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so good. Can you just tell us, when people have, say they've got Mylio all set up, can you just walk us through how easy it is to get photos into that library? So I'm talking about, say, the husband that, you gave us the example that wants to stay married and wants to upload photos easily into that, or the kids are on different places. And to be able to bring photos in from an outside, we're talking about sharing going out. What about people that want to share coming into the library?
Yeah, so here's a problem that a lot of people have. You know, most people have a computer. Most people have a phone. And for 90% of the world, that computer is a Windows machine.
Mm-hmm.
And for 60% of the world, that phone is an Android device. So if you have an iPhone and a Windows computer, how do you get the pictures onto your computer?
Mm-hmm. It's always a problem.
Always.
Okay, or, okay, I bought an Apple, I bought a Mac because they're easier to use, but that wife that I want to stay married to has a Samsung Galaxy, yada, 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 Android phone. How do I get her pictures onto my Mac? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I have an Android phone and my wife has an Apple phone, but we both took pictures at the birthday party. I don't know what's the matter with us, but we want to see all the pictures in one place. So in the case of the phone, Mylio just automates the process. There's nothing to do.
Yes.
So when you take pictures on a phone, you have to remember to start Mylio on the phone. But once you do, it goes and looks in the camera roll and adds those pictures to your Mylio. And then all the pictures end up on all your devices.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
So if we were sitting in my office and I took a picture of the two of you, and then with my, either one of my phones or maybe one picture with each phone, so one's Android and one's iOS, and then I go over to this computer that I'm on, the pictures are just there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working with a camera, then you actually have to, there are a lot of different ways of doing it. I use a card reader. You take the SD card out of the camera, put it into the card reader, load it into Mylio, and then it's on all your devices. But you could also plug the camera in, and you could also use Wi-Fi or Bluetooth as a way of getting the pictures from the camera onto the computer. Now, so for example, as an experiment, so I get this, I used to get this question a lot, not so much anymore. I have a camera, I don't know, a Leica camera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the number one, when I say Leica camera, you're immediately thinking serious photographer, maybe even a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Leica's number one selling camera is called the Q. You can't change the lens. It's a point and shoot.
Yep.
It's for normal people. It's just normal people who have a lot of money. But Fuji's number one selling camera is an equally good camera for people who don't feel the need to spend as much money. And then Sony also has a camera like that. And so does so. Let's say that I want to go on a trip and I'm taking my phone, but I'm also taking my camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to take a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I don't want to carry it around. I don't want to carry the charger. Well, you can plug a card reader into your iPad or into your phone and load pictures directly into Mylio just as easily as you can in a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then they're in there with the pictures taken by your phone,
yep,
and your partner's phone and your kid's phone and all the other pictures from the past. So it's the consolidator.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is a bit of magic, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of magic.
And you touched on a good point. You know, the majority of my clients that I look after, they are iPhone and PC. And it's always a problem how to get those. So with Mylio, it's become really, really easy. Yeah.
Yeah, here's another thing people don't think about. So, you know, you go to a birthday party and you take 1,200 pictures. That's easy to do. That's the typical soccer mom does that because you don't want to miss the candles being blown out. Then you go to the graduation. Then you go to, you're out with some friends. And then you lose your phone. All the pictures are gone.
Yeah.
You can get the phone back. With Mylio, you took those pictures and at some point you turned Mylio on the phone to look at them. Well, those pictures, when you turned it on, now are on your computer. And then if you set up a couple of vaults, they're in two locations. And when you lose your phone, you've replaced the phone, plugged the new phone in, and a little bit later, the pictures are back in the phone too.
Yeah. Yes. And that's priceless because with that, that's how we can continue to have the memories, you know, and doing that. And at the end of the day, you know, I think that's why, you know, we do what we do and you're doing that. It's the heart behind having those access to those memories, which are so precious, like you've shared about with your, you know, with your father. And you know, again, in another thing I read, I listened to with you, you're talking about telling that story of, you know, being a grandfather and being able to share, you know, the picture of where you grew up or the picture of, you know, where you were when you were in college or something like that. And being able to have the access to that, that's at the heart really of why we do what we do. And that's the heart of why people, you know, have such a motivation to find a solution to this problem of really how to keep them safe and find them when I want them.
Yep.
So, but thank you. We really appreciate, David, your time. We, this is a topic near and dear to our heart. So we could talk all day, but we just really value your time. We appreciate what you're doing in this industry. You know, you've got such a breadth of knowledge and we just honor what you're doing and we look forward to the rest of the journey and coming on board and really encourage our listeners to just look at it, look at MyLeo as an option if they haven't already, and as a possible solution, really. And with this analogy of going on the journey, not feeling like you have to be a race car driver right up front.
Yeah. Thank you so much, David.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so look, we are both really impressed with MyLeo and we have tried it but haven't tried all the features. As David mentioned, you know, there is a lot to learn, but we'll get there. And we really highly encourage you to go and check it out. They do have a free plan, so have a bit of a play, have a look, test it out, and if you like it, you know, you can always sign up with them. And yeah, I think that's it for today, and we encourage you to do that, and of course also as always to sign up for our newsletter so you'll be the first to know when we've got a new episode out, and with our wish list, of course. So if you have a topic that you'd like us to talk about, please let us know. We've got a wish list where that you can fill in a few, you know, questions, and yeah, let us know. We really like to work with you and talk about things that you are really interested in. And of course, we appreciate any feedback and reviews. Hop over to your podcast app and give us a review. That'd be awesome. A nice little Christmas gift for us. this is the December episode, so we do want to finish with wishing you all a lovely, lovely Christmas time. Luckily, there are still a few weeks to go. I'm so not ready, but we'll get there. And then we will have a little break in January, which is our summer break, of course, being here in Australia. And we'll be back with you in February. So you take care. Take some time to check out MyLeo and work on your photos.
Absolutely. And we'll have all the links in the show notes, of course. So please jump in there and, try it out.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So
that was me, Chantal from Photos in Order. Thank you so much for being with us. Another year has gone past. It went so quickly, but we really appreciate you being here and listening to us. Thank you so much. Take care.
And thanks again. I'm Fiona from Photo Helper, and it has been a pleasure having you for our listeners this year. We look forward to reconnecting again with you next year. Have a great Christmas and New Year, and we'll see you again soon. Bye for now.